Before he spoke to a crowd at the school, Governor Brownback visited with kindergartners during their lessons. The stopover in Mays is part of his campaign to provide state funding for all-day kindergarten throughout Kansas. The cost of the plan is estimated to be an additional $16 million a year for the next 5 years. Opponents of the plan say that's too much. But Brownback says that recent economic trends in the state will help cover the costs.
We ended last fiscal year with over $700 million cash on hand, and we just had a February with very good receipts to the state of Kansas. So we're in a fiscal position now, having really taken a number of tough steps to get in position, but we can now invest more in our schools.
As of now, the state of Kansas only funds half days for kindergarten, and parents have the option to pay out of pocket for the full day. June Rumpel is associate principal for the Mays Early Childhood Center. She says that these out-of-pocket expenses can become a financial burden for some.
There are some parents that really struggle with it. We do offer it free. If a parent qualifies for free reduced under our state system, then we waive those fees, which I think is helpful to families. There's a few that get caught in the middle, though, where it's a strain, but they don't qualify it for free.
The proposal is currently under review by state legislative committees. The lawmakers are looking at the benefits of additional funding and the effects of all-day kindergarten on students. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.